You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. Welcome to a Saturday morning edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us as we introduce a very special children's author. On Saturdays, we have Cora's Corner. My 8-year-old daughter loves to read books. She loves to read the stories on Cora's Corner and share those stories with young people. We have focused on children's authors on Saturdays, including the illustrators and those who take part in helping to make a book happen. Right now on the line with me, I have Jim Palmieri, and he is the author of Pelly the Pitching Pelican. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jim.
Thanks, Mark. Good morning, everybody.
Glad to have you today. And you also have your wife, Monica, as well, who was involved in the editing of Pelly the Pitching Pelican.
Yes, she's here.
Excellent. So, Jim, glad you can be with us as we talk about this book and you being an author. How many books have you written so far, Jim?
There's a total of 7 stories. There's 2 e-books and 5 books, hardbacks and softcovers.
What caused you to want to publish children's books?
Well, you know, it's funny because I never really thought about it too much. I used to write stories my whole life, short stories, never thinking about publishing or anything like that. And my mother always said I should. So when I retired about 8 years ago, Monica retired a year after I did, and I spent about a whole year in the Burlington County Library in New Jersey just reading children's books. I was sitting there at a little table, sitting there stories, and I read through them and realized that they're so different, and I can do this. The book just took off, the popularity of it.
Were you an avid reader, Jim, as a young person?
I read a lot as a young person. Mostly I remember my parents reading to me, and that's really the idea of our books, is they're written so that a parent or a grandparent can read to their children. And I try to make them, the books are really about dreaming. You know, how old, it's like you ask yourself, how old were you when you stopped dreaming? So all of our books pretty much have the same theme as far as whether it's Pelly the Dreaming or whether it's Laurel and her House of Coral. They're all about dreaming.
We all have dreams and goals, I imagine, and some people never are able to fulfill some of those goals and dreams. One of the things I posted today was if we can change our idea of success, it could change our life and how we view what is success. And through my show, I look at success as helping somebody. If somebody needs my help and they're struggling, and I become a vehicle to help spread the word for whatever their needs are, I feel that that's a successful day for Mark White.
Yeah, exactly. I've worked in sales and marketing for 42 years, and I always felt the same way, that I'm not really there to do sales and marketing. I'm there to help people survive, help them, you know, help their families, and help them take care of them, make more money. So that's, I'm with you. I understand what you're saying. Yeah, the more money they make, the happier they are, the better employees they are. And for 42 years, I did that. You know, while I dreamed of always being a baseball player, that never happened. So my plan B was sales and marketing.
There you go. Well, my dream was being a kicker, was a walk-on at the University of Alabama, and my dream was to be a kicker in the NFL, and that didn't happen, so I became a police officer, and that led to other things, and now here I am as a radio host.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of kids' dreams, of being a police officer, too.
Well, we all have those goals and ambitions, and when we fall short, we have to find a plan B, and sometimes I say it's the journey. If we don't appreciate the journey, then we've missed out on a big part of what that was about. I know when someone wins a special award or a recognition and they get up on the stage, that only lasts a few seconds. But the journey that it took to get there, if it's not something that you're enjoying, then you may need to look for something else to do.
Yeah, that's the story behind Pelé the Pelican. He dreamed of being a baseball player to play for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. And it says right in the cover, join Pelé on his journey to the shores of South Carolina to chase his dreams.
I like the fact that you made the print larger so that, as you alluded to, grandparents, parents can see the words very well on the pages.
Yeah, it made it as large as possible, because I know when I read to my grandchildren, and something that I really enjoy, I struggle to read without reading glasses. Just so you hear, the words are big enough that anybody can read.
Hope Richardson Fahey is the one who connected me with you. She is a wonderful illustrator. I love the work that she has done.
Yeah, she did. I never knew that she was an illustrator. And she never was. She was always an artist, and her father was too. And we were over at her house one time for dinner, and I saw a picture on the wall. And the picture was really nice. And I said, who did this? And she said, she did. So I thought, wow, I had the one book sitting in my computer for about 4 years because I couldn't find an illustrator for the book. And I just didn't know, the characters just wouldn't come out right the way I wanted them. And finally, my wife said, don't, it's too much of a inconvenience for her to do a book. You're going to put in a lot of time to do a book. And so I just asked her if she would be interested in doing it. And at first she declined, and then she said that she would, and she really loved it. And that was the first book. That book had about 3,200 words to it. The second book that we did, this Pelé the Fishing Pelican, is only about 1,200 words, because I wanted to feature her drawings. Because one of the things about her drawings, if you look at them, there's so many little hidden things. It's not just a picture, and you're passing through the book or looking at pictures. You look at it like, where pelicans go at night at the pier. They might be in our book. It has a picture of the table and chairs and the pelican waiter, just a lot of different things. All of our pictures have stories. And I mean, if you look close, they're just more than pictures. And she did a great job. So I really did this book just to feature her drawing. And that's why this is a short book. Like I say, it's only about 1,200 words. But we did it to feature what she's been done. She did a great job. Yes, she did.
And Jim, I want to tell you, I appreciate the fact that you not only mentioned Hope illustrating the book, but also the fact that your wife, Monica, who's with us right now, and Blair Thornburg were editors, and then the characters inspired by Thomas Holloway. And so you spent some time to recognize some people. Dedications in honor as well for Tony Ferraro. And then I think it means a lot that you take time to recognize those people. What's the importance of the editing part of the book where Monica comes in?
Well, Monica put together all the pictures so the book is easy, has an easy flow, so an eye flow to it. There's nothing worse than like a newspaper with, the gutters. What they call gutters for newspapers, where they run top of the page to bottom of the page. All the pages are done so that she placed the pictures where they're supposed to be. And it was a real important part, because I can sit there and I can say, okay, let's do this. Well, I'll change things around. I'm not afraid to changes around. It usually takes about a year and a half to do a book, and it's not for total time being spent a year and a half. It's like, you know, when you get your best thinking done, it's maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, where you wake up and you say, I think I'm going to go this way with the book. I'm going to change these words. So you try to put out the best book possible. And that's what we do. But all of our books were really as a result of our grandchildren's ideas. And I want to get them involved also. Like our very first book was called Dad, I Want a Pet. And it was illustrated by our grandson, Dan Westman. And then Pelly the Pitching Pelican. Pelly was actually an afterthought of books. We did a book called Why Is a Penguin Wearing Glasses? Because my grandson did a picture of a penguin wearing glasses, which he won an award for, and it was hanging in the library. And I thought, well, why is that penguin wearing glasses? And I tried to write a book about it, and Pelly was a story within the story of that book. And after that book came out, everybody started talking about Pelly. So we figured we might as well take Pelly to further heights, if you would, because that's his objective, is to fly higher and farther than any pelican can.
Yes.
So we made him an astronaut. We made him a baseball player. We made him, he saved a fish from lying on the beach. That was the first story. So he's been pretty active in everything. You know, he's, in our last book, Pelly and the Plutonians, Pelly goes to Pluto to save the Plutonians and bring them back to Earth because their planet is dying. So it's pretty interesting. And we try to make them as real as possible, as you can, you know. With, you know, is this pelican, is he pitching? You know, it's pretty interesting. I did a lot of research on pelicans and penguins and try to make it as real as possible.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Jim Palmieri. His wife, Monica, is also with us. She did editing on the book. We're talking about Pelly the Pitching Pelican today. It's illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. She connected me with Jim and Monica, and I'm glad to have them on the program today. And in a few minutes, we'll have Cora's Corner as Cora reads an excerpt of Pelly the Pitching Pelican. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. We're going to talk some more about this book and some of the other works that Jim has and how you can connect and find out more about Jim Palmieri when it comes to children's books. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hey, you're listening to the Mark White Show. This is Sean Dietrich, also known as Sean of the South. Get out there and make a difference in this world.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk with Jim Palmieri and his wife Monica about Pelly the Pitching Pelican. It's a book that Cora will be reading here shortly, reading an excerpt of this book, and I hope that you enjoy Cora's Corner segment. She does this every Saturday. She loves to read children's books. She's 8 years old. This is something that's very special to her, this segment, and I'm glad that she can do this. She's been part of my radio show since she was 3 years old, and now here she is 8 years old and loving being a part of the Mark White Show. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jim Palmieri and Monica.
Good morning, Mark.
Glad to have you both. And again, Jim, this book, Pelly the Pitching Pelican, we talked about the foundation of it, how it started. You have written, as you mentioned, several books. You have Monica with you. I wanted to get her in on the conversation and talk about what it means to her to be involved with this project.
Mark, when Jim starts writing, I kind of take a back seat. Until he's gotten probably at least half the book finished. Once he gets his story going, he just continues to write and write and write, and it could take months for him to get that far because of all of the rewrites. You know, he'll write it and then he'll think about it again and go back and change it 15 times by the time I get my hands on it. But once I do get my hands on it, I want to make it as readable and as fun an experience for young children and adults as I possibly can. I want the pictures to be related to the text on the same page. I don't want the pictures to be on the next page so that kids are flipping back and forth. I just want it to be a fun experience. I want them to think about what they're reading. And most importantly, I want them to enjoy it and have fun.
Now, Monica, we all have different skill sets. We all have talents. Where did you find that you had this talent, this ability to put a book together in this way? What's your background?
Well, I was an administrator to the board of directors for a major food company, and I did that for say about 40 years. I was always involved in editing letters and putting publications together, and I just liked that kind of work. It was just something that came easy to me. And then, once he started pumping out pages, it was like going back to work, except, I had to work with a lot of artwork and giant files, digital files. And when he did his first book and Hope started illustrating, she was doing it all by hand. And then she gradually got into the digital aspect of all of her artwork, and she just loved it. I mean, she worked crazy hard learning different programs and, so that she doesn't have to recreate every single picture. She's able to cut and paste and just bring characters into the pages. And they're just wonderful. There's a great continuity to her artwork, and it's fun.
I will add this, being involved with tourism myself, there's a very nice tip of the hat to the state of South Carolina. I believe that there's probably a pretty good place for this when it comes to tourism and promoting the state of South Carolina. Actually, when you think about Goodnight Virginia, which is another book my daughter has, and it was focused on the state of Virginia. And I feel like this is very much down the same vein, recognizing the beautiful state of South Carolina.
Yes, we spend probably about 6 months of the year in North Myrtle Beach. And Jim incorporated that aspect of our lives into the book. And if you look at it, there's shag dancing in there. There's Main Street in North Myrtle Beach. There's a lot of fun little things. If you look carefully at the pictures, that are very recognizable to those who come to and live here in North Myrtle Beach.
That is so nice. I really do believe that the people in tourism in the state of South Carolina would love to get a hold of this book. Have you reached out to any of them?
Just in North Myrtle Beach, we have to the Chamber of Commerce, and they took some copies of it. It's actually selling really well in this part of the country, but we really haven't reached out like we possibly should. It's just been put in a few libraries, and mostly around this area here.
Being from the state of Alabama, I want people to know that the Mark White Show originates here in the state. I love my state. I try to help everybody everywhere, but I do like to come back and say, you know what, the Mark White Show is in the state of Alabama. And then as you're doing for the state of South Carolina, you're promoting your state and people can see how lovely it is. And it might lead them to taking more steps to finding out more about your state.
Yes, we would try to make it as realistic as possible with her illustrations, with the wording, pretty much everything. The only thing that I will tell you that the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are the baseball team that Pelly wants to play for. And the Myrtle Beach Pelicans refused to let me use their name, Myrtle Beach. So I changed it to Palmetto Beach. Then I had a meeting with the mayor about this book. And she said, it's interesting you say Palmetto Beach because North Myrtle Beach was originally called Palmetto Beach.
Wow.
So, yeah, so it actually worked out pretty really well. It's called the Palmetto Beach. Because South Carolina being the Palmetto State, it worked out fairly well for us.
That's incredible. And Jim, as we think about your other works, I do want to make sure that people are able to connect. I know that in a few minutes, Cora will be reading Pelly the Pitching Pelican. But as far as your other works, I want to make sure that people know about them as well.
Okay, my first book was entitled Dad, I Want a Pet. Like I say, my grandson illustrated that book. That was the short book. Then I wrote a couple of e-books called Fred the Snail and 3 Weeks in Women's Shoes. Those are those are e-books. And then I started this next book. Like I say, it sat on my computer for about 4 years until I met up with Hope. And she illustrated this book for us. And that was the idea by our other grandson, Tom Holloway. And then we wrote a book called Laurel and Her House of Coral. That was the idea of my granddaughter, Adriana, who did the project in school. She made a claymation fish. And then my last book, Pluto, Pelly and the Plutonians, was the characters, the way they look, with the idea of our other granddaughter, Lucy Holloway. And we took that. So we made them part of every step of the way as far as the book, reading the book. And they're your best audience, so they can tell you that this doesn't make sense or this doesn't make sense or, you know, what do you want to do? So it worked out well for us to get them involved, and they really enjoy it. Some of the royalties that you did, I share with them, and they're happy as they can be. So it works out pretty well.
Jim, how do you want people to find your books, especially Pelly the Pitching Pelican at this time?
Well, Pelly the Pitching Pelican is available on Amazon, Walmart. It's Books a Million, Google Books, Google Books, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and a lot of smaller bookstores you can get by mail.
Excellent. Well, we're good. Well, as you share about this book among your other works, and I appreciate you taking time to reach out to children in this way.
Well, I appreciate your time to let us promote our book like this. It's great.
Absolutely. Thank you, Monica.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you. It's been our pleasure.
In just a minute, we'll have Cora's Corner with Cora White, and she will be reading an excerpt of Pelly the Pitching Pelican. I hope that you will stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Chorus Corner coming up next right here on the Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Pelly the Pitching Pelican by Jim Palmieri and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. And now, here's Cora White.
Never settle. Always go for the big one. Tony. The story of Pelly the Pitching Pelican is told by Papa Billy. There was always something to do at Papa Billy and Mim's house. On very cold days, their grandchildren could ice skate on the little pond in the backyard, or they could slide down the giant hill just past the side of the house. When it was nicer, they could walk down the backyard path that leads to the ocean. And there were tons of things to do at the ocean. Every Sunday was family day, the day the grandchildren would come to their house for lunch. They always had fish. After lunch and before dessert, Papa Billy would tell them a story. Some of the stories made no sense at all, like the one about a trumpet-playing crab who played in the famous beach band called Tony and the Toe Pinchers. Okay, that sounded a bit far-fetched. But as Papa Billy used to say, hey, no way to know what goes on down there. Usually only his grandchildren would sit and listen to his stories, unless it was a baseball story. Then the entire family would gather in his sports room. Papa Billy loved sports and telling stories, a great combination for a grandfather. In his younger days, Papa Billy had been a great baseball player. He played second base and made the All-Penguin team 8 years in a row, playing in the Iceberg League. The other players would tease him. Quite a feat for someone with such big feet. When Papa Billy put on his old jersey, the room would grow silent and he would begin. Our story today is about a singing baseball playing pelican named Pelly. As legend would have it, this is a true story. Pelly was special. Or at least he thought so, because he would sing while he flew and when he showered, very uncommon for pelicans. Not only did Pelly have a terrible singing voice, but his songs also made no sense at all, such as, oh, my name is Pelly, I like to watch the telly. I really like to fly. I have an itchy thigh. I like to eat small fish. Put one on my dish. I have a pair of pants. They fall off when I dance. One more thing about Pelly. He loves to play baseball. As you all know, baseball is a very popular game with pelicans. Pelly was a great player. He had a 12-foot wingspan, which made him one of the greatest pitchers of all time. They say that the ball would almost be past the batter before he released it. He was by far the best player on his team. He was also a tremendous home run hitter. When Pelly came up to bat, the crowd would cheer. Who can? Pelly can. Who can? Pelly can. Pelly played for a team called the Beach Bums. They were a good team, but Pelly's dream was to play for a team down south called the Palmetto Pelicans. To find out if Pelly reaches his dream, you can purchase your copy of Pelly the Pitching Pelican on Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show. We appreciate Cora reading Pelly the Pitching Pelican this morning by Jim Palmieri and illustrated by Hope Richardson Fahey. Again, we appreciate Jim Palmieri and his wife Monica for joining us here on the show today to share about their work when it comes to children's books. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by The Mark White Show, I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and then go over to Instagram and follow us there. You can also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you.
To find your purpose.
By making a difference.
In someone's life.
Today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.